My name is Josh Peck, host of Peck Report on Daily Renegade. I used to suffer with chronic pain from a degenerative bone disease. I was hopelessly addicted to opioids without any end in sight. But then I discovered Kratom and CBD. I am no longer on prescription drugs and I have more energy and pain relief than ever before. Kratom and CBD have given me my life back without draining my bank account. If you too would like some minor to major pain relief, Kratom and CBD might be for you. Either click on the links in the description below this video or go to dailyrenegade.com on the top left banner or right side ad and check out Tropic Health Kratom and CBD. Use promo code HEALTH20 for 20% off your order and get your life back today.
The mainstream media's bashing of Trump amid, that word is used quite a bit in headlines today, amid coronavirus has backfired pretty majorly, which is great to see. And also, chief rabbis from around the world are calling for a universal coming together in what they're calling a great Sabbath. What does that mean for us as Christians and all around Bible prophecy? We're going to talk about that and so much more on today's Peck Report. Hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well. Hope you're having a great day. So there has been a major poll recently, and this is always good to see. It's always good to see when hypocrisy is called out, but it really shows the heart of man, I think. It really shows what is most important in the hearts of a lot of people. So, as you know as well as I do, the mainstream media has just been trying everything they can to blast our president over his handling of the coronavirus. But none of it worked, because a new poll is actually showing that a majority approve of Trump's handling of the corona response. And, you know, is it perfect? No, of course not. But a perfect solution, it's not gonna happen from a human source, right? And I think what most Americans are doing are thinking, what would have been the alternative had Hillary Clinton been elected? What would that have looked like? I mean, if we think it's bad now, and it is, I mean, there's a lot of really bad stuff going on with pastors being arrested and our liberties and rights being trampled on as if the Constitution just doesn't exist anymore. It's bad. But imagine how much worse it would be had Hillary Clinton won the presidency and not Donald Trump. A lot of what we're seeing in those regards of rights being trampled on, it's coming from local governments, which is, it's still bad, but I think it would have been even worse. And I think most Americans see that too. So while the response is certainly not perfect, it's not a perfect response, it's a lot better than the alternative would have been. And I think, you know, the American people, I don't think are dumb. I don't think people generally are just stupid. Now, some are, but I think a lot of the country can kind of see through what the mainstream media is doing. The mainstream media, they are not interested in saving lives. They're not interested in trying to make things better for anybody or actually report the news. They are on a crusade against Trump at all costs, even if it means sacrificing human lives. And we've seen that. We've seen that in a lot of areas. Their immediate reaction to Trump's comments about hydrochloroquine and there was another medication, I forget what it was, it might be in this article, but azithromycin being used together. Before the mainstream media, before they did any amount of research, they just immediately lashed back against it. And then they found a couple of, you know, doctors or whatever, they found a couple of so-called specialists to agree with them, and then they put those people on the air. But this is what they do. They have a narrative. They don't go and research a topic and then report what they found. They have a conclusion already, and then they work backwards. They work everything from their conclusion, Trump is bad, and they work backwards to all of you, and they think that you're going to fall for it. They actually think that you're going to fall for it. Some do, but most who fall for it are the ones who already hate the president. So they're not making any new converts. You know, they're not taking any Trump supporters and making them hate Trump. If anything, it's the other way around. People that once hated Trump, a lot of them are coming to the other side because they hate the politicization, excuse me, of this pandemic. They hate that the mainstream media is willing to trade in human lives for points against Trump. They see through it. They hate it, and the media has become illegitimate. It's become a joke. It's become very untrustworthy, and that's why you see a lot of people going to more independent news sources. You know, you see the popularity of those on YouTube grow, but that's also why YouTube will censor those. That's why we get censored so bad. I mean, we got three strikes against us. We're an independent news source who's honest about their bias. We're a Christian conservative for sure. And so anything that you're going to get is going to be through that lens. We are honest about our bias. Plus we're Christian, plus we're conservative. So because of all that, we get hit really, really, really hard, which is why we have Daily Renegade and why I encourage everybody to go to Daily Renegade and become a member. Even if you want a free, you can become a member for free. You're not going to have the whole website opened up to you, but you'll get some stuff. You can be a member for free. But if you want access to the rest of every episode, the full episodes and a lot more, an online magazine subscription, basically, because we provide articles all the time to our paying members. If you want that, it's $10 a month or $100 a year. DailyRenegade.com. Get the $100 a year because then you get 2 months free. You don't have to think about it again for another year. So it's a great deal. But so when I saw this headline, I was like, yeah, people are finally starting to really see through this stuff. And I think that's going to continue. The mainstream media, they are all going to keep digging their own graves, obviously. They're going to double down and double down and double down even more because they're not going to admit that they were wrong about anything. There's too much pride involved with that. So instead, they're going to keep pushing their viewers away, and Trump's approval rating is going to keep rising because of that. So let's look at this story. This is from Breitbart. Poll, majority approve of Trump's handling of the coronavirus response. So it says the majority of Americans approve of President Trump's job performance overall, and even more have a positive view of his administration's response to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, a phenomenon that appears to be growing day by day, according to Harris Poll released Thursday. Pollsters conducted the survey on 2,050 U.S. adults in two waves, one last week, March 14th through 15th, 2020, and the second, March 17th through 18th, 2020. So this is pretty recent. The separate polls demonstrate that Americans across the board are increasingly approving of the way that the president is handling the coronavirus pandemic. Trump's general approval jumped 4 points, 49% to 53%. And I believe at the time of this reporting, it's even higher than that in less than a week. However, the jump is even greater when narrowed to his handling of the coronavirus specifically. His approval jumped 5 points from 51 to 56% in a matter of days. That coincides with Trump's daily coronavirus task force updates and his administration's push to send checks directly to the American people as part of its stage three proposal for economic relief. On Thursday, Trump spoke at length on specific treatments to combat the virus, including an anti-malaria drug, chloroquine. Quote, we're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately, end quote. Trump said that at Thursday's briefing. The poll also revealed Trump's situational approval ratings leaped on nearly all fronts, While stimulating jobs remained steady at 60%, the president experienced a 1 point jump on the economy and administering the government, 2 points on fighting terrorism and handling immigration, and 3 points on foreign affairs. Respondents were also asked, how trustworthy do you think each of the following sources are to provide accurate information regarding the coronavirus outbreak? 57% of respondents during the first poll indicated that the White House and president were trustworthy. That number also jumped 4 percentage points just days later, boosting to 61%. The margin of error was not immediately available. Yeah, and another source that I looked at as well, it said that the approval rating of the media was far below that. It was in the high 40s or low 50s, something like that. So a lot less than the president himself, which is it's a pretty amazing shift to see that. So I think this stuff is going to get exposed even more. But I want to use this opportunity too to ask people out there. You know, I'm not hateful towards anybody who doesn't agree with the president, but I'm genuinely curious if you don't approve of our president's methods, what are the reasons? If you could leave those in the comment section, that would be great. And then if you do approve, why do you approve of them? Now with me, I'm kind of a mixed bag. There's things that I approve of and things I don't approve of. At first, I was against the stimulus package, but after kind of learning more about it, the general idea I'm in favor of, but the way that it's handled, I don't really care for. What I would like to see is, I think it's time for people to start being allowed to go back to work. You know, if somebody has already had the virus, or if they I don't know, if they're not in the major risk factors and they want to go back to work, I think they should be allowed to. Now, you know, we can quarantine elderly people, nursing homes, that kind of stuff. But I don't think shutting down the entire country is the way to go. But it also has shed a light on a lot of local governments, a lot of local mayors and governors and things like that. On the state, you know, so on the local, state, and a little bit on the federal. But it's really shined a light on all of this. It shows truly who the totalitarians are and who those are who actually care about the Constitution and care about supporting it. So that has been interesting to see. And I can see that playing out one of two ways. Either the entire country could be thrown into totalitarianism, and this could just keep getting worse and worse. Or this light that's been shed could mean these people who are clearly power hungry right now might get voted out of office, which would be great to see. So it could have the reverse effect. That's what I'm hoping and praying for. But I want to know what you think. How do you think this is all going to play out? And let's say you were president. How would you have handled this differently, if at all? What things do you like about how the president has handled it, and what things have you not liked? Yeah, I wish Trump would speak out more against. He has some, but I mean, speak out more against these mayors and governors and, you know, these people abusing their power and basically stripping people of their rights. I mean, you should not go to jail for going to the beach. I think that is ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You should not be jailed for going to church. There are some things where I don't care what the emergency is. There are some things where you can't trample on the Constitution. There are some things that are more important, and people's rights, I think, are more important. Now, does that mean that people are going to abuse their rights or use them in what we might think of as foolish ways? Sure. But it doesn't matter. I mean, for one thing, it's like the free speech argument. We have free speech in this country, knowing that there are going to be those that will abuse it, knowing that people who have the freedom of speech are going to use it in insulting ways. But it's better than not having free speech, you know? The alternative is to not have free speech and to have a bunch of authoritarian laws around speech, what you can and can't say, what ideas you can and cannot express. And that's way worse. That's a restriction on rights. So it's better to have the right and have some people abuse it than it is to not have the right. And so I really believe that. And I think it's the same case here. And I think that people can, and I know people want to go to the extreme. A lot of people, when they hear that, they say, well, you don't care about other people's lives. How would you feel if it was your grandmother? I think my grandma, actually, you know what? I actually talked to my grandmother today on the phone. We had a good conversation. I think my grandmother should, if she wants to take the risk and go to church, she should be allowed to make that choice. Now, she is staying at home. She's not the healthiest person in the world, so she is at risk she's at extra risk because of this coronavirus thing, and she's choosing to stay at home. She should absolutely be allowed to do that. Just like she should not be forced to go to church, she should also not be forced to stay at home and not go to church. If somebody wants to take that risk, they should be allowed to. But here's the thing. These churches that try to remain open, they're doing the correct masks. They're doing sanitizer. They're doing distancing. They're doing gloves. I mean, they're taking many precautions that drastically lower the risk. So it's not immediately obvious that they're at any more risk than anybody else who's staying at home with their family. What is really the difference? So they are taking precautions. But again, if they want to take that risk, I believe they should be allowed to take that risk because it's in our Constitution. We can freely exercise our religion in this country. We can freely congregate. We should be allowed to take that risk. Now, again, you know, if people will say, yeah, but, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to risk my life. Well, if you're quarantined and you're staying at home, then your life is not at risk. So what are you worried about? Because I don't see anybody who's making that argument who isn't quarantining themselves, you know. So if you are staying inside, you are quarantined, you are lowering your risk. What business is it of yours if your neighbor goes to the beach? You're not at risk. That doesn't increase your risk at all. And again, you're actively taking away, I mean, if you report them, I mean, you're actively taking away another American citizen's right just because of what you think, because of what you feel, because you have some fear here. And so my question is, you know, why are your rights more important than other people's, you know? Because you might say, well, I have the right to feel safe. You know, I have the right to not be infected by somebody. Well, you are exercising that right by staying at home. You're free to do that. So these people have rights, too, that are listed in the Bill of Rights. They're listed in the Constitution. Why? So if you have your rights to all this stuff, why are your rights more important than other people's, you know? You might not think, some people viewing this might not be religious and they might not think that church is essential. I would argue that church is more essential now. Christianity, religion is more essential now in these times of trouble than it is when things are going good. So why are you allowed to exercise the rights that you deem essential, but somebody else is not allowed to exercise the rights that they deem essential for themselves? You see, that at that point, then you're just saying that you know better. So usually the argument is, you know, well, Josh, you don't care about people's lives then. You know, you're ignorant. You're being stupid. Well, what do you believe in? You know, I would argue that you don't believe about, you don't care about people's rights and you don't believe in their safety because you give the government too much power, they never give it back, and this can easily turn into a situation where America is an authoritarian state, just a total authoritarian country at that point. And what does that say for our future generations? You know, do we want another World War II Germany on our hands? I mean, that might sound extreme, but that's the logical conclusion if we allow this type of thing. If we teach the government that they can take away our rights whenever they see fit, or whenever they deem it's an emergency. Of course the government doesn't have any interest in taking away our rights when things are good. So what is the point of having rights at all then, if they can just take them away whenever they say? The whole point of the Constitution is the government isn't supposed to do that no matter what. It doesn't matter what's going on. You know, only during a time of this type of magnitude, only during a time of danger or during a time of crisis would the government be interested in taking away our rights anyway. So why was the Constitution even written? Why do we even have rights to begin with? Why are our God-given rights recognized in the Constitution to begin with if they're not meant to be protected, if the government isn't supposed to be able to take them away from us? So that would be my argument. But you're free to disagree. We do, after all, we're supposed to live in a free country. And I would like to know what you think. I could be, I want to know, because I don't believe I'm wrong on this, but I could be, and there could be plenty of arguments I haven't thought about. So I would like to know what those are. Please leave them in the comment section below. And let's see, we are going to, well, first, before we go to the next thing, I got to tell you about Coastline Kratom. So we have two Kratom sources at dailyrenegade.com, Coastline and also Tropic Health. They're both great. I take Kratom every day. I have a degenerative bone disease, which usually without Kratom would cause crippling pain, and I would not be able, I would be bedridden. And I know that because before I learned about Kratom, I was bedridden. The good thing about Kratom is you don't need to be that far gone for it to help. This is great for even just minor arthritis. Like my wife, Christina, she has some arthritis because she was in a car accident when she was a kid, and it almost took her life. So she deals with arthritis from time to time. She takes Kratom for that, and it works great. So, I mean, even that knee pain, joint pain, back pain, any kind of pain like that, Kratom can be really beneficial. So we offer two sources of that at dailyrenegade.com. They're both great, but we like to give people an option. Also, CBD is great for pain. It's also great for anxiety or sleep if you have trouble sleeping at night. I take this an hour before bed, and I sleep great. It works really, really well. What we offer at Tropic Health is great. So is CBD Pure, CBD Pets. They test every batch they make to make sure it's totally pure, organic, no pesticides, non-GMO, all of the stuff you want in a good CBD. They, in my opinion, are the best. So go to dailyrenegade.com to check that out. You can also check, oh, I'm not supposed to tell you about that one. We had some videos removed for daring to mention that. Even though we don't make any health claims, I say you can use it to clean your tabletops with, so you don't have to use these cancer-causing chemicals that you keep in, you know, underneath your kitchen sink, right below where you drink your water. So, you know, it's a good alternative. But you can check all that out at dailyrenegade.com, and you can become a member. Be a member today for only $10 a month or $100 a year. I suggest the $100 a year because you get 2 months free, and you don't have to, you just pay for it once. You don't have to think about it for a whole year. It's a great deal. We're offering that right now at dailyrenegade.com. You will get the rest of not only this PEC report, but every PEC report and every show we have available. We have about a dozen unique shows that, and just hundreds of episodes altogether of these shows. And they're all Christian based. So it's a great time for fellowship with your family. It's a great source of information. It's theologically sound. We're non-denominational. There are things that, you know, even hosts of different shows will disagree on, but what we don't do is we don't fight about it. So whatever flavor of Christian you are, you're going to find some stuff that you like. We have men hosts. We have women hosts. We have something for everybody, and it's all family friendly. So you can go to dailyrenegade.com. It's a lot better than Netflix, in my opinion. And so you actually pay a little bit less than you would at Netflix. You get a lot better videos, a lot better information. There's some documentary type videos on there, as well as other shows that are talking heads, like this PEC report in that style. There's interview shows. You're going to find a lot there. So make sure you go to dailyrenegade.com, become a member today. All right. If you are a member, hang on the line. We got a lot more to talk about. We got to talk about how the Sanhedrin is calling for something that might be prophetic. And so we'll take a look at that. For everybody else, if you're watching for free, thank you so much for joining. And until next time, take care and God bless.